Now, I listen to me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Now, I listen to me. I received a lovely email from Irene, and Irene had this to say. Beloved Herb, now is the right time to tell you how much I enjoy your talks. The time I take to listen to me, the time I listen to you, the time I take to remember a friend and tell him or her how much I enjoy to have such a wonderful reflection in my life, and many more things I do spontaneously in the now, all is in itself very precious. I like me in the now. I like life in the now, as all is in the divine order now. Happy smiles for all nows, and have a lovely day. I love you, Irene. Now, it's a very interesting thing. Now I listen to me. Well, smarty Irene, that's the most wonderful person you could ever listen to in the entire universe. Listen to yourself. And when you listen to yourself in the now, the things that you hear are utterly amazing. The concepts you hear are utterly amazing. Well, Irene is no ordinary person. None of the people in my life are ordinary people. Irene has set herself into a position of working with people as a nurse. She works with people as a clown. She works with people as a very loving person. And she likes to have fun and be herself. She likes to go skiing, she likes to go swimming, she likes to go mountain climbing, she likes to go out on the desert, she likes to go everywhere. And she also likes to stay at home and sit with a candle in the quietness of her own home, in the quietness of her own meditation center, and listen within. Now, a person like Irene, who lives in the now, what sort of thoughts do you think that she has in her now experience? Well, I would imagine she has thoughts that are happy thoughts. She has thoughts that are divine thoughts. She has thoughts that are filled with joy and peace and harmony. She has thoughts that what she likes to do, she likes to do. Now, as the few things I've mentioned about Irene, you get the idea that she's a very dynamic lady, and she is. Now, what kind of a car would a dynamic lady drive? Well, as they call it in Switzerland, a cabriolet, we call it a convertible. They drive a convertible car, and Irene does. She had a convertible for many years, and it was time to make a change, and she goes out and buys herself another convertible. And here she is, a mature woman who has her life all in charge, and she's running around in this lovely convertible in Switzerland with the top down whenever there's a sunny day. I would imagine if Irene had an opportunity and the choice and the desire, maybe mostly the desire, she'd have a motorcycle, because that's as close as you can get to flying without having a car, without having an airplane or anything else. But a convertible is the next step, and the convertible lends itself to a little more comfort, and if the air turns a little cool, you turn on the heater and you just cozy warm in your convertible. So she's certainly a wise kitten, living her life in a very positive, wonderful way, and living it now. To live in the now is a very challenging thing to do. It's something that not very many people can do. Not very many people can experience the living in the now. But we say everyone lives in the now. No. We want to live in yesterday. We want to live in the future. Irene lives in the now. She finds every single moment of her life as she lives it the most crucial, exciting, dynamic, and inviting moment that ever lived. She just flows with who she is. She's not concerned about yesterday or tomorrow. She flows with this moment right now. When she, as a nurse, sees her patients, she goes in and she sees them, and she brings with them her beautiful clownish attitude. And she says to each one of the patients, "Well, you look great. You look fantastic. You look glorious." And the patient lays there like a patient and says, and she says, "You're fantastic. Oh, it's so nice to come in and see you. Now, let's give you shots. Let's do this. Let's do that." And by the time she leaves that patient who was ready to conk out, is ready to sit up and have another cup of soup and say, "Hey, I'm having fun being here." And they live in their healthy bodies. As long as you live, live in a healthy body. Why live in any kind of other body? That's the question Irene would ask her patients. She said, "Why live in any other kind of body other than a healthy body as long as you're going to live? If you're going to die, then don't live in an unhealthy body, but just move out. And move out of your healthy body." But you can do that, you know. This is not the only world, the only existence there is. And Irene makes people feel, "Hey, let's live in a happy body." And a happy body is 99 and 99 100% attitude. It's what we think about, how we are. Hey, if I were to hypnotize you, and I'd say, "You're holding perfect," and then you'd walk around holding perfect, even though your body might have a problem with it. And then when the hypnosis was no longer there, then you were back to what your other state of consciousness was, and you were in that illness state. And you say, "Oh," you know, and would you like to stay in that hypnotic state? Well, the hypnotic state is really a state of reality, just like illness or wholeness are states of reality. Now, what sort of experience do you want? Irene goes in and bubbles them over with laughter and joy and peace and harmony, and they forget their ills. Now, how can you forget an ill which is very dominant, prominent, and very definite that you are experiencing? And how do you forget it? Just with a smile or change of attitude. My friends, that's what it's all about. No matter who tries to tell you different, that's what it's all about. When you have a happy attitude, when you wake up with a smile on your face, when you are living in a happy universe, when you take a smile wherever you go and let it be your total grace, then you are the magic of the universe. You are the magic of your world, that's for sure. Irene is the magic of her world. Oh, she has her problems because she associates so much with people who have problems. She sometimes thinks of a problem for herself, but the moment she thinks of it, she says, "Hey, what do I tell my people?" I say, "Get with it. Let go of that problem. Get with it. Let go. Let go. Let go. Step out. Be whole and perfect. Be wonderful. Be fantastic." And lo and behold, they let the problem behind, and they're fantastic, and they're glorious, and they're wonderful. Irene lives in the now. You and I, we can live in the now too. But to live in the now means we act as though there never was a past, there never will be a future, there never will be a tomorrow, there never will be a yesterday, There is only now. And we live now so fully, so completely, so wonderfully, so dramatically, so excitingly, that we have no time for any other thoughts. We have no time for thinking of tomorrow or yesterday. We have no time for thinking of what will be or what was. We only enjoy living now, this moment, in all its priceless, wonderful qualities. We live now, and what a wonderful thing. Well, Irene, thank you for your lovely email, and I thank Stefan for his lovely emails, and Gertrude, and everybody else who writes me lovely emails, and I say to each of you, yes, you too, Mary Willett, all of you, with all of your joy and happiness that you pour into my life right now, telling me right now is the only time for you, and right now is the most exciting time in the entire universe, and you are there, and I am here, and all is great and beautiful. Now, I listen to me. Have a great day, and listen to you. I love you. I love you. I love you.